Hello guys, it's Anne here. Welcome to episode number 15 of the My Invisible Story podcast. Today, I was just thinking today about, you know, a lot of things that I've heard from quite a few women via Instagram. And it's about being stuck in a situation that they feel like they can't get out of. And I just wanted to spend just a short few minutes talking to you about this because I know how it feels, I know that situation. And I just wanted to be real with you today, really real, to the point where you might hear this and think, you know, how can I do that? Or, you know, that's a bit harsh, but it's the absolute truth. You could be in a situation where you're in an abusive situation with somebody that you know you should have let go of a long time ago, but for some reason you feel like you just can't. Or in some way you feel like you're tied to that person emotionally, spiritually, whichever sense. I'm here to tell you that you're not stuck in any way whatsoever. Your perception is that you're stuck, but you're not really stuck. You can leave that situation. You can choose to get out of that situation. Now, it won't be easy, but if you think about it, what would you rather have? Would you rather be stuck in a situation where you can spend years miserable, it affects your emotional health, your mental health, and your physical health. And as you may know, that can go on for 5, 10, 15, 20 years. I mean, I've spoken to some ladies who are 60-something or 70, and only now have they come to that place where they're like, that's it, no more. And they're free, you know, but they think to themselves, I could have done this 20, 30 years ago. So I just wanted to tell you that you're not stuck. You can get out. It's not easy, I know that, but you have to have some kind of exit strategy. You have to put one in place. If you're in a situation where you're being dishonored, treated badly, abused physically, mentally, emotionally, that is not your portion. That is not for you. That is not what God has for you. You know, you have the right to have a fulfilled life, have a life full of joy, happiness, you know. And if you've got children as well, that's another part of it. Children are so like sponges, they can see everything. And we're in situations where we think that they don't notice things, but they notice everything. And it's only when they grow up and they're years older, they'll be able to tell you, you know, Mom, Dad, I saw this, that, and the other. But they see everything. And when we're in situations where we just put up with things that we know we shouldn't be putting up with, we're setting an example to our children to say to them, it's okay to put up with this kind of behavior, it's okay to withstand it. And what we're doing is we're teaching them values, we're teaching them that when they're older, maybe they can also accept the same thing. So we have that responsibility of not setting up our own children to feel that these things are acceptable. You know, that's a huge responsibility. And in order not to repeat that cycle of abuse and being treated in a way that we shouldn't be, we have to show them, no, you have to set a standard, you have to set boundaries, you have to say, no, I'm worthy of more, I deserve love, I deserve peace in my life. I mean, if somebody's in your life and they're destructive, they're not bringing you peace, you know, they're trying to put you down constantly, they're not trying to lift you up, they're trying to sabotage everything, they're trying to create an atmosphere of confusion, then no. There's nothing that anyone can say to me that they need to stay in that situation. You need to step out of that situation. Sometimes, you know, you do feel guilty, you do feel bad, you know, you say that you're in love with somebody, but then I think to myself, is it really love? Or is it dependency? Or is it that you're used to that situation? Because you have to love yourself first enough to know that I don't deserve this. I deserve better. You have to love yourself first. You can't put so much love and trust in somebody else and they're treating you that way. It doesn't make sense. It means you need to look back at yourself and say, how do I view myself? How do I look at myself? What about my self-love? What about my self-worth? What about my self-respect? So, you're not stuck. it's such a change in your mindset and your mental state. You have to really make that switch to, you know, understand in order to take the necessary action to get yourself out of that situation. But I'm here to tell you, you can do it. You can absolutely do it. And like I said, it may not be easy. It probably won't be easy. But you have to think about the future. You have to make that sacrifice and do what's necessary in order to reach that place in the future, you know? And that can mean putting yourself in very difficult situations, but it's only temporary. But you need to go through that period in order to get to that place where you need to be. But if you sit in that place because it's comfortable, because you don't want to go through what you know you've got to go through, then listen, 10, 15, how many years can go by? And all that damage that's causing you, your children, you know, it can take a long time to repair that. So you have to think about the future. Listen, do what's necessary, you know, because it's not worth it. It's not worth your health, mentally, emotionally, physically, to go through all of that. For what? For somebody that doesn't trust you, somebody that doesn't respect you, somebody that doesn't love you. You know, while you're there dealing with that situation, trust me, there's somebody out there for you. There is somebody out there for you that will treat you so much better. But they will treat you the way you deserve to be treated. But that can't happen if you're in that situation. But before we even think about any other person, you've got to take time out and work on yourself. Work on your self-love, your self-respect, because it all starts with you. No one can give you that love you're looking for. It starts with you, you know. And if you don't, if it doesn't start with you, then what happens is you go out and you start to yearn from it from other people, you know. And people like narcissists, they will play on that. They'll pick up on that and they'll play on it, and you'll be stuck in a cycle. So it starts with you, and the first step to self-love is saying to yourself, I'm not going to accept this, I deserve better. Get yourself out of that situation with whatever way you have to do it, because like I said, the pain and the discomfort, it's only temporary, but it's what you need to go through in order to get to that place of peace, you know, in your life. And that's what you deserve ultimately: peace, love, wholeness. But you can't do that in an environment where somebody is breaking you and they're damaging you, okay? And I know, because I've been in that situation where you've been talked down, you know, all kinds of things, and you just can't grow, you can't blossom in a situation like that. So that's my word for today: you're not stuck. You are not stuck. Make a choice today to become unstuck, whatever that may take. I hope that helped you, and I will see you on the next episode of the My Invisible Story podcast. Take care.